This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, appreciate you so much. I had to go off to a meeting starting out the year. Hated to do it, but she sent in a recording, so let's get out and listen to Alice Alvey, CMB, Vice President of Education and Training for Union Home Mortgage, and let's hear what she's got this week for the legislative update. Alice?
Thanks, Dave, and Happy New Year, everyone. Well, first of all, I want to give you a few deadlines that you needed to remember right here for January 1st. First on the list was, of course, the VA changes to the funding fee and, of course, how VA is going to be calculating entitlement. Hopefully, you've got all that programmed. All of you loan officers and processors out there are ready to make sure that you get that right, and you've already redisclosed for those borrowers whose closings didn't make it by that December 31st deadline. Also, keep in mind that many counties have adjusted recording fees across the country. You don't want to miss those changes because obviously it causes a change of circumstance and could end up being a few bucks that can add up to a lot of bucks as you're working within those particular areas. So make sure you've got your finger on the pulse for any fee changes that went into effect. And hopefully you're ready for 1098, 1099, and HMDA season as those are fast approaching and actually here now in this first couple of months of the year. Now, I'm looking forward in 2020 on a few key topics for you. First of all is that the CFPB's authority is going to be reviewed by the Supreme Court, and we should hear their opinion on this sometime in the summer as to whether or not they believe the head of the CFPB can be replaced by the president. You know, there's a lot of scuttlebutt out there. A lot of industry groups are trying to talk through and see if the Supreme Court will extend the scope of their comment to really go as far as say and whether or not the CFPB is even constitutional because of its structure, but we'll wait and see as to whether or not they just simply answer the questions that have been proposed or they give us some opinions beyond that. More to come, but a big thing for 2020. The next big thing on 2020's list is the new URLA. I think we finally have a real date. Do not expect an extension because we've already gotten a few on this one. So it will be mandatory by November 1st, which happens to be a Sunday. So think Halloween. I've got to have, by the end of October, a whole new system in place for a new loan application. Loan officers, I think this hits you the hardest because your screen's going to change. It's going to be more dynamic. The same information is essentially there, but you're going to have to change the way you've interviewed a borrower. And if you've done this for, 10, 15 or more years, you got a lot of habits that might have to change because now your screens have all changed. So that's probably the biggest issue. Hopefully your software provider has kept all of the coding behind that to be minimally disruptive to your systems for all the customizations you may have. We're all still waiting to see what the true end result is on that. But LOs, loan officers, big heads up to you that you want to be ready and be prepared to dedicate some time to this in 2020. Also, we're going to get a new HUD 92900A, the addendum to the 1003 that goes with it. No big change there, just some simple wording adjustments. So don't fret about that one. While I'm on the topic of FHA, they did get another $20 million. This was approved as part of the budget, or I should say appropriations, that was approved in H.R. 1865 that was signed at the end of the year. It doesn't sound like a lot of money in government line item terms. You know, maybe it gets everybody a new computer, but we would sure love to see, as mortgagees, that money go to some infrastructure that we can actually feel. The concern is that money's going to have to go all behind the scenes, and we'll need some more appropriations for years to come before, as lenders, we truly see some true changes in inefficient and new efficiencies with FHA systems. Now, two final things for you to pay attention to. First of all is mastering the tech stack that loan originators use. We have talked technology now for 10 years since the meltdown. Loan officers, companies have all built multiple combinations of various software services to originate loans more effectively, reach more borrowers, have more touch points, have more video. But guess what's happening in 2020? There are going to be a lot of players who become masters at this. We've had a group of people who master this in the industry, and they've been able to become superstars very quickly. This is going to explode. Every loan officer out there is going to be in this game. Every loan officer is going to have the ability to have an A game. So those who are at what they call A today, top players, are going to have to find new ways to even elevate themselves further. This is really going to be ramping up to a whole new level where we watch a lot of loan officers rise up to embrace technology and make a whole new group of masters. Now, that being said, along with that, lenders really need to make sure that they're paying attention to diversity and inclusion. Develop those employee resource groups. There are lots of resources out there. Marcia Davies of Empower for Women, Tony Thompson, founder and CEO of the National Association of Minority Mortgage Bankers, and David and Gary Acosta of the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. All of these folks are resources so that you can grow your company with diversity and inclusion. Leverage those resources. Set up ERGs at your company in 2020. Dave, those are my messages to kick us off for the new year. Back to you.
First of all, Alice, thank you for a great report. But I want to refer you also, she mentioned about the tax fees and trends changing. I want to point out and encourage our listeners to go back and listen to the November 4th, 2019 podcast where we interviewed Liz Gilchrist-Kelly, Director of Research at Ernst Fee Services, a Black Knight company, as well as Jan Dalton Clark, who is head of sales and marketing there. Encourage you to check that podcast out because it talks about it, and the penalties are substantial. We do our best in this podcast to keep you informed of what's coming down the line, folks. So go back and listen to that one. Great, timely information. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Again, we have Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Scoop, Vidyard, VendorSurf, our newest sponsor, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.